Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Former NFL wide receiver, a four-time All-Pro, Steve Smith, joining us on the show. He's the host of the 89 Show. You can catch it over on YouTube. We've had Steve on the show a few times. I think we sat next to each other in the press box a year or so ago when the Chiefs were taking, I don't know if it was the Ravens or if it was the Bengals. Hey. I can't remember which one, but Steve, good to have you on the show, man.
How you doing?
We're good. We're good. We're trying to figure out how worried we should be about this offense. You played in the league looking at these wide receivers. How bad is it?
I don't think it's bad. I think it's problematic for you guys, the Kansas City Chiefs, because of the standard and what the expectation coming to the season. You have Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes, right, he's like duct tape, you know, or electrical tape for old man. Man, he can do anything with it. Unfortunately, you need a little bit better materials right now. And with Rashee Rice, who was really dominant in the off season, he was ahead of schedule, running full speed in OTAs, really started to establish himself as the number one wide receiver out of the room or in the room. And now that he's not available a few more games, it's starting to show that some of the role players, the twos and threes that are on other teams, are actually playing like twos and threes.
I guess when you look at that and like where they are, does that mean you still have a lot of optimism that once Worthy and Rashee Rice is back, this will look like a top 10 offense again?
I don't know. I don't think that's fair to say, because you can be a top 10 offense and not go anywhere. When you talk about the Kansas City Chiefs under Andy Reid right now with Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Chris Jones, you're associating success in the hunt, contention, playoffs. You can't keep throwing a Band-Aid on Patrick Mahomes and make it right. I think that's the part that's getting maybe you guys in trouble a little bit. And obviously, you know, starting off where you guys are, statistically, you know, you're digging yourself in a hole that's going to be hard to climb out of at whatever point once the offense starts clicking.
What do you think Travis Kelce is at this point in his career? How can he be used in this offense? What should his role be, in your opinion?
I mean, his role is exactly what it is. You know, he's a tight end, and in his prime, he was utilized like a tight end. So nothing has changed. I really think the unrealistic expectations is one of the biggest issues that is going on with the Kansas City Chiefs, because like I said earlier, the expectation is dominance. You know, the first couple of weeks should put everybody on notice that the Kansas City Chiefs are a team to look out for. You can't do that right now. And that's very different than what you guys do.
When you look at like your career and teams you'd come off of that were having massive amounts of success the year before, when it does start slow, is it hard to like get everybody on the same page? We feel like we're seeing more infighting, small things, right? Dust ups with Andy and Travis. And I'm trying to figure out, are we just noticing it because they're not playing well, Steve? Or do you think
yes.
It's happening? Okay. That's the question.
You're noticing it because you aren't playing well. Man, Andy, Big Red, that's Big Red. He don't sugarcoat nothing. Hey, him and Travis have that relationship, But if you talk to some of the other players back in the day when he was in Philly, Andy get up in your face a little bit. So I don't think it's something to worry about. It's just the outcome is making you guys worry, and I understand.
How surprised are you that the Chiefs and Ravens are both have a chance to go 1-3 on Sunday? Before this season, I'd have thought that nearly impossible.
Yeah, I was just at the game. I just landed back in Toronto. I was just at the game, and depending on who you ask, right? And I think the Eagles and the Chiefs game was the same way. It was a good game. But if your team didn't win, your perspective is different, right? But think about your – let's just say hypothetically you don't have a dog in the fight. You go to a game like the Ravens and Bills, and, man, you got 81 points that was put up. That's freaking exciting.
When you look at what do you think, I guess, looking forward, you just watched him play. What do you think the problem on Ravens defense is? And is that something the Chiefs can take advantage of? Where are their problems?
Secondary and the lack of consistent pass rush to get the quarterback off the spot.
We're talking to Steve Smith, former NFL wide receiver. He's got the 89 show over on YouTube. He's kind enough to give us some time this morning here on 96.5 The Fan. Specifically with Tyquan Thornton, he's become a huge bright spot in the story. They talked him up during camp, and he's obviously been crucial for them. What is it that you're seeing with him? Because the first 3 weeks, even though they haven't won three games, that's the one thing they've been able to have success with. They've gotten him open down the field, Steve.
Yeah, I mean, he brings a lot to the table. Speed, height, he's going up a high point in the ball. So you can see quite early what he is capable of doing. And you also understand that, you know, with a guy like Andy, he's going to see that opportunity and he's going to make hay with it. And I would expect things to continue. Now, I don't expect him all of a sudden to be Jerry Rice by week 10. So let's not, you know, get ahead of ourselves. But I do think if he continues on this trajectory, he can run alongside Xavier Worthy, run alongside when Rashee Rice comes back. And now you have that third, those top three wide receivers. Your quarterback feels comfortable with putting the ball in their area. And that's been the biggest concern with Patrick Mahomes over the years is, hey, He doesn't have receivers that he's comfortable with. I think Rashee Rice, prior to him getting injured, he was getting there. With the absence of Rashee Rice, that pushed Xavier Worthy into a spotlight that he needed. And then now with Thornton, I would expect Royals to come along a little bit. You know, they liked him. He looked pretty good in camp, but he's still young, still learning the position. So developmental with Andy Reid has never been an issue, and I don't see it being an issue now.
Do you think that Rashee Rice is a top 20 wide receiver in the NFL when healthy?
I don't know if that's a fair question for me to answer. You know, because here's why, and I'm not going to answer it, not because I'm afraid, but here's the thing. If I say yes, or if I say no,
he's mad at you. You say yes, everyone else is.
Well, no. Well, here's the part that's – I say no because he got injured and it's unfair.
Yeah.
It is extremely unfair to sit here and say if he wouldn't – just like it's unfair to say if he wouldn't have got injured, right? I've had people on my show, on the 89 show, go in their comments and say, well, he was on pace four, and I've interacted. So what we're on pace for, or do we only credit what we actually did? Because, you know, when the Powerball was $3.7 billion, I was on pace to win that. I just never got to the Powerball place to pick it. So does that mean I'm still a billionaire?
Do you think he has the talent to be that level of wide receiver? Like, let's just forget where he actually ranks.
Of course. I think he – because – Andy Reid's offense does a great job of getting the guys who they believe are the guys, the football, right? We can go back in the day. We talk about Andy Reid, when you talk about this offense, right? Alex Smith in Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes was just getting developed. Then you got Tyreek Hill, punt returner, right, who played running back, wide receiver, how he developed, right? The wide receivers coach that used to be there, Greg Jennings. You have a Ty Pinkston, right? You have all of these players over the years under Andy Reid where they were not top anything. However, they were the top playmakers of that team when they were in that offense, and that's what you need.
Before we let you go, Steve, we're talking to Steve Smith here on 96.5 The Fan. What about the Chargers? What do you make of them? They're 3-0 and already have three divisional wins. They're trying to knock the Chiefs off, obviously, after nine straight division titles.
Well, I just finished watching the Chargers, literally. I was on the airplane watching them because I was watching Keenan Allen. Just seeing how that old man is still doing it, how he's going about business, and it's awesome. Right? He's playing primarily outside, playing X, right? And Quentin Johnston is doing a really good job. They figure out how to get him the ball and show his explosiveness. Ladd McConkey, he's trying to figure out now that it's no longer a secret. The gig is up. He's a hell of a football player. People are starting to game plan for him. And then that defense is crazy physical. And they got a young secondary who doesn't know anything about what they're supposed to be doing. They're not supposed to be playing this good this early. They don't know that, and that's why it makes them so dangerous, and they keep playing so well. Those young corners are doing things that, are causing conflict and hesitation in throwing a football to the wide receivers when those guys are there. So it's going to be interesting to see eventually as the season progresses, you get all the wrinkles out. Everybody's identity is fully cemented. That is going to be a challenge for the Kansas City Chiefs because the Los Angeles Chargers are no longer the same old Chargers. They are improving.
Tell us where people can find the 89 show. I know you're doing that with James Palmer, right?
Yeah, 89 show is on YouTube. 89 with Steve Smith on YouTube. We're doing just talking football. Really, we're supposed to have MJD on today.
Nice.
My fellow coworker to talk about running backs, right? We had, I love to bring people on to give us their perspective, right? I can't come across like, hey, I know everything about football. And that's just the things that people automatically assume, right? But there's a lot of football that I'm still learning, right? In the management side, the how, the why. And so that's been a learning curve for me, and I've enjoyed that aspect of the media that I think would have benefited me a little bit when I was a player.
Steve, good to have you on the show, man. Appreciate it, and hopefully we'll see you in KC later this year.
Okay, appreciate it. You probably won't when it starts to get cold.
You played in Baltimore. I mean, you live in Carolina, and it gets a little chilly there in Charlotte, right?
I know, but waking up when it's chilly and freely buying a ticket to go say, hey, I want to freeze. I did that with the AFC Championship game, and I didn't have enough clothes on. So I've experienced that. And I'm like, you know what? As a guy who likes to ski, I love to ski, but I get to get off the slopes whenever I want. When you're doing media, man, you can't get away. It's bitter cold everywhere in there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.